to the Green Industry Perspectives podcast, presented by SingleOps, a podcast for green industry professionals looking for best practices, tactics, and tips. This is bonus content from Sync Live 2024.
Welcome back to a bonus episode, just some bonus content here at Sync Live 2024. Bonus Green Industry Perspectives presented by SingleOps. I'm Jay Wirth here with Joshua Malik. Joshua is the CEO and founder of Joshua Tree Experts. He's been on the show before. Go back and check out his episode. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. We're asking industry experts two simple questions. One, what's something that green industry professionals should be doing to try and get ahead for 2024? And what's one thing they need to stop doing or avoid the temptation of doing so that they're out of the way and their business can grow this year?
Yeah, I think that's good things to be looking at. I think over the last couple of years, I think the shift in the client perceptive, and you know, when COVID was here, everyone was so busy in calls, and I think everyone's fighting for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to the one thing that you need to do. It's two simple things. You really need to market well. You need to get your name out there. People need to know how to find you.
Yep.
You got to do better than your competitors. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of companies do that well because there are a lot of smaller companies out there. They don't drive into, you know, they don't have a marketing plan, a strategy. They don't budget for marketing. So, you know, you got to keep your phone ringing. And then the second thing is answer your damn phone.
Yeah, come on.
It's funny to say that, but, you know, being in the industry for so long and being in management and having a business, we get calls and we get jobs because we just answer the phone. We have a customer service team. It's nuts, Arn. You know, it's crazy when we get a call and someone says, "Hey, man, I called four other companies and I didn't get a call back." Or you go on to an appointment and a client says, "I scheduled an appointment with two other companies that never showed up."
Yep.
You got the job.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents live in South Florida and it's wild because they live in it. You know, they're in a 55 plus community. I understand HOAs can be difficult to deal with. I get it. But like, they cannot get landscapers to call them.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
For anything, just even to talk. They can't get a call back. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of the norm in our industry. And I think right now I think things are tightening up with homeowners. They're not as flexible with their spending. They're very choicy on what they want to spend their money on, and they're very choicy on who they want to spend it with. So to market, be in front of them, brand really well, get that plan together, make a budget for your marketing, build out a marketing calendar. I think it's always good to have a 12-month calendar. This is what I'm doing this month. This is where my marketing dollars are going.
And put on that calendar your deadlines, just as a former marketer, I would just say.
Yeah.
If you're doing print or you have to approve copy for your Google ads or whatever it is, like there's a deadline for some of those things in advance of when you actually want them to go live. Make sure you put those deadlines. That's my tip.
put those deadlines on that calendar too. A lot of people in this business, you know, they don't understand marketing.
Yeah.
Work with a professional. Outsource it to someone. If you're not sure where to go, you're not sure where to start, it's like you got to know someone or start researching someone that can help you. There's companies that help you do this. They help you do the design. They help you build out these calendars. They help you create a budget that you can follow. And I think that's really, really important. And you have to be where people can find you. You have to be there when people are ready to buy.
We've had several marketers on the podcast. Go back through the podcast catalog and just look for people's names.
Yeah.
You can find a bunch of them. Okay, so marketing, budgeting, making sure you answer your phone. What's something they should avoid doing or stop doing if they're doing it now?
So here's my suggestion would be, as we are tightening things down, and I say tightening things down because I think that you have to look at business overall. Growing a business doesn't always necessarily mean you need to add more people on.
Yeah.
And I say that, you know, hire smart and work your people to their full capacity. You don't need to bring a new role on, you know, for instance, when we're talking about, you know, marketing here, if you don't have a marketing person, you don't need to do that. Outsource that, you know what I mean? You can budget for the outsource of, hey, I'm gonna spend, you know, 50 grand on marketing this year. You know, five of it's gonna go to the designer, or, you know, the agency that's gonna help me create this plan or whatever. But work your people to the full capacity. Get every bit that you can out of them, and you know, don't overstress them.
Yeah.
But, you know, really good workers want to do really good work for the company that they're with. And if you have a good culture, and as a leader, if you can get them to their full potential and their full capacity, I would encourage doing that.
How does a leader know where that line is between slave driver and, you know, pushover?
Most leaders understand body language well. They communicate really well. They're, you know, they got a finger on the pulse with their people where,
yeah,
hey, if they don't see something happening, they can provide feedback. They can, it's a simple, hey, what's working, what's not working, what's going on? Like,
yeah,
talk, let's, you know,
start a conversation.
Yeah, start a conversation. You got to be open about it. If you're not open about it and you see something, that's an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to be able to communicate that well, and you got to be able to communicate effectively where you're not, you know, if you're upset with something, you need to be able to communicate that you're upset without being upset.
Right. Your
having that emotional intelligence is important for a leader, because yep. You don't want to show your, you know, the yes, you know that you're pissed off and you want to fire off on someone. You just can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, providing the feedback, positive feedback and negative. Negative feedback is just as important. So, but work the people. I mean, really, you know, come up with those roles, understand, you know, have those good, clear communications and, you know, meet up with them, you know, weekly basis. You know, how's things going? What can I do? What can I do to support you? I'm not going to take on your issues. I'm not going to, you know, create the solutions. You know, I can help kick them around with you, but, you know, it's your job, it's your role, and, you got
to
let them run with it.
What do I have to do to empower you to solve it yourself? I'm not going to solve it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great tip. Joshua, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Yep.